This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We were both a little surprised he didn't have a job this year, but
yep.
To his resolve, that might be the best thing that ever happened because he might have other teams looking at him.
I really liked him as an NFL head coach. The thought that he's here as an advisor, consultant, coaching consultant, and as Kevin has said, he's been in, been valuable to him as a resource. Does that make you think that it's less likely or more likely that he would be a possible successor?
Less.
I think so too.
Yeah. If he's on headset on sidelines during game day and you want to change the coaching staff,
It sounds kind of creepy almost, doesn't it?
Yeah, like you're kind of waiting.
Yeah, and I don't mean that from a Vrabel standpoint. I mean just who are the deep thinkers who put the guy who might succeed the guy right there on the sideline next to him with an earpiece in?
Yeah,
I honestly think he's here to help.
I do too.
Not to succeed.
I think he's with another team next year. That's what I think. I don't think he's with the Browns. I think he'll be head coach somewhere else. That's what I think. Why wouldn't he be? He'll be a head coach somewhere else. I actually have a way out of this thing that if you wanted to retain pretty much everybody, you could. You want to hear it?
Do I ever.
What if Jimmy Haslam steps out and just says, guys, look, and is talking to the fans and is absolutely honest with the fans and just said, this road we're down is my fault. I've signed off on everything. I've got good people in place. They know what they're doing. I've trusted them, and I will continue to trust them. If you want to blame someone, blame me. This is 100% on me, and we have a new directive, and I'm going to try to step back from operations. And I was just like, if these guys need something, they can come to me. Otherwise, I'm not going to get involved with anything. And it says that and is open and is honest with the fans. If he steps out and does that change anything? It's on me. The people I have that are working for me right now, I believe in them. We are going at this, and we are going to change this culture, and we are going to – I can't change injury, but maybe we made some bad decisions. The hard part is that Deshaun's still under contract. So I don't know how you attack it moving forward without completely 1,000% devaluing every cent you have invested into Deshaun Watson. But I do think that if he stepped out there and said, look, maybe I'm the guy that decided to make the decision that turned this franchise in the completely wrong direction. I don't know. There might be some validity to that. And there might be some hope for the future for the rest of this team. And by the way, he's not going to fire himself. So what are the repercussions?
If he steps out and says, blame me, then what do you do if you're a fan, if you're anybody?
He's got to say, blame me, but this is how we're going to correct things in the future.
Blame me, but we're not going to fire anybody.
Yeah.
All right, then how are you going to get better?
He's going to say, I'm going to step away from having my hands and stuff. I don't know.
Maybe. Does he have his hands and stuff?
I don't know.
Exactly.
But if he wants to keep these, he could even just get out there and say, believe me, and even if he didn't have his hands and stuff, say, I had my hands and everything. I'm stepping away. It buys you another year, I think.
Maybe. Jim is in Strongsville. Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Welcome.
Andy, we're not stupid. that will not work.
Well, I mean, what if it's true? What if he is the reason that all the problems are going on right now, and he recognizes that and says, I'm the problem. It's me.
I don't think that's the case. Now.
And maybe then we get a Taylor Swift concert, too, because they could sing it to each other. That'd be great. Yeah.
Look, here's the other thing. Andy, I hear what you're saying. I like Kevin Stefanski, too. I think he's a good offensive coordinator. Look, the problem is Kevin Stefanski is not a great coach. You guys keep saying he's a great coach. I think we have a heck of a coach.
I don't know that I've ever heard Jeff say he's a great coach. A good play caller. Okay. I've never said. I mean,
I like him as a head coach.
I think he's
Jim.
A good coach.
I don't. Here's why I tell you why.
Okay.
One of the biggest problems with this team over the 5 years he's been here have been pre-snap penalties. If you're a head coach and you have consistently have pre-snap penalty issues, that falls on you. I'm sorry. It's an undisciplined group. That's what falls on him. And I'll say this too, like. Look, when we look at when the Browns have had success over the last 5 years, they've had success in two kind of wonky seasons when every break went their way. NFL games come down to, like, breaks and how they affect you. You're not a successful organization when you count on every break going your way to have a successful season. Look at the Steeler game yesterday. They threw a pick in the end zone that would have put the game away. And you know what? You thought you very easily could have packed it up and said, oh, Steelers are going to lose this, but they didn't. Because the good teams are not affected by those 50-50 balls. They're not as affected by them. They don't fall, live and die by things falling their way. They make things go their way. And you show me one case where Kevin Stefanski has built this team into a team that makes their own luck versus when everything goes great, we can make the playoffs. When things don't go 100% our way, we can't. And I go back to the Indianapolis game last year, guys. Look, we're all like, oh, this team's such a wonderful story. You know how many freak things happened in that Indianapolis game for the Browns to actually win it? It was like a comedy of errors. So I just look. I want to coach you. I just think when you look at the good coaches, their teams are not so fragile that when they don't get all the breaks, they can't win. And that's what I see from him. I don't see the leadership thing. I don't see a lot. I'm sorry. I think he's a good offensive coordinator. He's obviously not getting it done with the players. And there's no way you bring any of these guys back. Period.
Jim, thank you very much. I think. One of the big issues, Andy, and I do think there's an issue. And though I like Kevin as a head coach, I do think that one thing stands out to me that I think, okay, why? Why is this the case? Okay. 11-5 first year. That worked. Mm-hmm. 11-5 first year. It's like, boy, you're onto something here. And then 8-9. Okay. And then 7-10. All right. I can live with that. You know, you've got to tinker with the team a little bit. Okay, I could tolerate that. Then you go 11-6 last year,
mm-hmm.
right? You get to the playoffs. How do you follow all that up with 2-8? That is the one thing that in my mind I just keep going back to and just thinking.
I'll go back.
I could understand a change because of that.
Tyvus made a great point. They changed the entire offense for one player. They changed it all for one player. Rather than the entire squad. So there's one thing that I think makes a lot of sense.
You kind of had to.
Did you?
Yeah, to see if it would work. And
it goes back
to my point from the beginning of the season. You've now proven that it's not going to work, and you just need to move on from him and then do damage control on the rest of the playbook and the roster and go.
They've got to figure it out. I mean, this is just sucks. The whole thing sucks, right?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.